to the Praise the Lord broadcast, playing the very best of today's independent Christian artists. So sit back, relax, and let's praise the Lord. Now here's your host, Don Suham.
Well, hello, welcome back once again for another edition of Praise the Lord and Radio Action. Don Suham in here with you. And we're going to start you off with the Primitive Quartet, and this is called Oh Happy Day.
Oh Happy Day, that fix my choice, on Thee my Savior and my God, living God, well may this glowing heart rejoice, and tell its raptures all abroad. And pray, to watch and pray,
and live, rejoice,
and sing every day.
Take a look around and see what a mess this world is in for you and me. Though it may seem the times are bad, well, there's a reason I'm not crying, there's a reason I'm not sad. I can rejoice,
I can rejoice
when I'm feeling down. I still can lift my voice when the skies begin to rain. I won't complain. I have a choice, for I have
Jesus in my heart. I can rejoice.
Gonna live by faith, not by sight. Gonna leave the darkness and start living in the light. Gonna trust His word, gonna watch and pray. All the worry in my heart can't change the outcome anyway.
I can rejoice, I can rejoice
when I'm feeling down. I still can lift my voice when the skies begin to rain. I won't complain. I have a choice, for I have
Jesus in my heart. I can rejoice.
Oh, I'll leave this world behind, and I won't worry anymore. I'll leave this world behind, and I won't worry anymore. I'll leave this world behind, and I won't worry anymore. I have
Jesus in my heart, I can rejoice.
Oh, 100 years from now,
rejoice
when I'm feeling down. I still can lift
my voice. When the skies begin to rain, I won't complain. I have a choice, for I have Jesus in my heart. I can rejoice. Oh, what singing! Oh, what shouting! I have Jesus in my heart. I can rejoice.
One of my favorite artists, Mr. Mark Bishop, and I Can Rejoice right here for you on Praise the Lord and Radio Action. Hey, got a new comedian for you on today's show, Josh Sneed, and we're constantly looking for some new comedy cuts to bring you on the program. Here is Josh Sneed.
Bath & Body Works was selling a candle that smells like mashed potatoes. How fat are you? Okay. When you want your bedroom to smell like buttered mashed potatoes. This fat. I got the gravy one too. You guys, it smelled so good. I'm not gonna lie. I can't lie to you. You're so nice. It smelled just like them. It was buy one, get one. And I got a free bottle of fried chicken body wash because I opened up a credit card to pay for it. Like, it was totally a good deal. This is, look at this. This is, I am dressed inappropriately for this backdrop. This is the PG version of Westworld. That's what this is. It's Looney Tunes meets Westworld. Well, my name's Josh, and I'm happy to be here. And a lot of comedians, after the show, we get to talk to people, we get to meet people. They always want to ask the same questions. The one that I get asked the most is, why do you do stand-up? How'd you get into doing stand-up? And it's pretty simple reason. I feel like I'm funny all the time. And I don't mean 24 hours a day. I mean not just when I'm on stage, right? But the problem with that is when I'm funny out there in the real world and I don't have lights and a microphone and cameras on me and people sitting in chairs next to each other facing me waiting to hear something funny, a lot of times jokes just go to waste. So I started doing stand-up to give my humor a second chance at life. A good example of this was the last Valentine's Day. I was at my local grocery store in the floral department trying to find that perfect bouquet to take home with me, and there's another gentleman a couple feet away doing the exact same thing, and he didn't talk to me, but he was talking to me because I was the only one around, and he was talking pretty loud. This is what he says. He goes, man, it's crazy how much money you got to spend on something that's just going to die. And I was like, I know. And you got to buy him flowers. Now, listen, people. I love my wife, but that may be the funniest thing I have ever said in my entire life. Okay? But he wasn't ready for it. He's like, well, good luck with that, buddy. And he just started to walk away. I was like, dude, that was gold. It's a good thing I'm on Twitter.
Well, there you go. That's Josh Sneed on Praise the Lord Radio Action. And we're going to continue with the program with the Kingdom Heirs and When the Story of My Life is Told.
Bible of a man named Paul, Peter and John, good disciples all. We see their stories in the holy pages, faithful and true through the endless ages. I want to have a testimony too, like Moses and Daniel and Elijah do. I want to stay the course like the men of old, when the story of my life is told. When the story of my life is told, when the past and the future unfold. Calls me home, and when the judgment comes, will he welcome me? Will I hear well done? When the story of my life is told, will it tell about a witness so bold? Will it say I kept the faith until my dying day? When the story of my life is told, Jesus will hear every time I pray. He'll pick me up
help and make me that much stronger. Help me walk just a little bit longer.
I want to live my life and testify that whatever I need, Jesus will supply. I want my life to show I met my goal when the story of my life is told. When the story of my life is told. When the past and the future unfold. When the Lord calls me home and when the judgment comes, will he welcome me? Will I hear well done? When the story of my life is told, will he tell about a witness so bold? Will he say I kept the faith until my dying day? When the story of my life is told, when the story of my life is told, when the past and the future unfold, when the Lord calls me home and when the judgment comes, will he welcome me? Will I hear well done? When the story of my life is told, will he tell about a witness so bold? Will he say I kept the faith until my dying day? When the story of my life is told, when the story of my life is told, will he tell about a witness so bold? Say I kept the faith until my dying day when the story of my life is wrong.
Here come the Three Bridges. I Feel a Little Song coming on.
Locked in prison, I've been bound up tight. Trouble and chains trying to stop my fight. Nobody gonna go my bail. Old devil's jailer's right outside my cell. I'm not Silas, I'll never be Paul. But they found the only way to shake those walls. They didn't make a break in that midnight hour. They sung the house down with that Holy Ghost power. Feel a little song coming on. No bars gonna hold me long. Gonna keep on singing till they're gone. These old walls are not that strong. I feel a little song coming on. I feel a little song coming on. Ain't no bars gonna hold me long. Gonna keep on singing till they're gone. These old walls are not that strong. I feel a little song coming on.
Circumstances got you doing time. Hold your peace until 11:59. Just clear your throat so you can do your thing. Straight up midnight, make those rafters ring. Can't be somber, no, don't be soft. Go right on and sing the roof right off. There's no escape, so the devil says. He's not God in this St. Alcatraz, no.
I feel a little song coming on. Ain't no bars gonna hold me long. Gonna keep on singing till they're gone. These old walls are not that strong. I feel a little song coming on. I feel a little song coming on. Ain't no bars gonna hold me long. Gonna keep on singing till they're gone. These old walls are not that strong. I feel a little song coming on.
Hey, yeah. Put a little power off these doors. Rumble and roll underneath these floors. Stay till I pray that jailer through. Sing right out of these prison blues.
I feel a little song coming on. Ain't no bars gonna hold me long. Gonna keep on singing till they're gone. These old walls are not that strong. I feel a little song coming on. I feel a little song coming on. Ain't no bars gonna hold me long. Gonna keep on singing till they're gone. These old walls are not that strong. I feel a little song coming on.
gonna keep on singing till they're gone. These old walls are not that strong. I feel this song coming up, on, on.
Do you like good music? Do you like a variety of music? Do you like presenters who have something worthwhile to say? If you answered yes to any or all of these questions, then you will enjoy listening to my friend and broadcast partner, Mr. Don Suhan, as he spends time with us here on his Praise the Lord radio program. I'm Donald Roberts from Radio Action, and I invite you to join me and listen. Now, with more of his music, here's Don.
Well, thank you very much, Donald Roberts. Coming up next is his song, and this is called Trust You in the Trial.
I cannot believe the desert I see ahead is waiting for me. I just crossed the canyon, rocky and steep, waded a river so the sun hot and burning tells me I am learning. I haven't much strength of my own. Though I dread this trial, I know all the while your presence to me will be known. So I will trust you in the trial. Yet I'm anticipating the end of this hot desert sand. My heart is longing to find an oasis. I'm looking for green pastured land. Some trials last longer to make me stronger, and I believe that is tracing a way.
Booth Brothers, If We Never Meet Again.
Soon we'll if we never meet again this side of heaven. As we struggle through this world and its ride, there's another meeting place somewhere in heaven. By the side of the river of life, where the charm of roses bloom forever, and where separations come no more. If we never meet again this side, say that we shall meet by the river, where no storm clouds ever darken the sky. And they say that we'll be happy in heaven, in the wonderful sweet by and by. Never meet again this side of heaven, as we struggle through this world and this ride, there's another meeting place somewhere in heaven, by the side of the river of life. Roses bloom forever, and where separations come no more. If we never meet again this side of heaven, I will meet you on that beautiful shore. I will.
Well, you know, I'm so happy to be at this radio station. The boss here was nice enough to sit down with me and talk and ask me all kinds of questions. I think he was trying to figure out how smart I was.
What do you call it when you eat raw fish?
Insane.
Okay. A kind of bar.
Open.
No. A kind of bar you don't like.
Oh, cash.
When you go to a Japanese restaurant, what do you eat?
I don't go to a Japanese restaurant.
Well, I know you don't, but if you did, what would you eat?
Pizza.
They don't serve pizza.
No, I bring it with me.
They don't let you do that.
That's why I don't go.
Dishing up the finest gospel music around is Don Suhan and Praise the Lord.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Seen it happen time and time again.
pass by. Your faith has made you whole, the Master cried. Don't tell me that God is not real. Don't tell me that He cannot heal. I've seen it happen.
Remind you guys once again to please contact this great radio station and let them know that you enjoy Praise the Lord and all the other great programming that they have to offer. That's very important. To send them an email or send them a regular letter through the mail and let them know that you enjoy the program. Please do that for me. I want to be around for a long, long time to play this great music for you. Here's a Monument Quartet. This is called Roll On.
The children of Israel were being chased by Pharaoh's finest men. When they reached the Red Sea, they thought they'd reached their end. They cried out, "It's too deep. We'll drown if we try to go through." God told Moses, "Just roll on, and I'll part the water for you.
Roll on,
roll on, and your waters will part.
Roll on,
roll on, and your walls will fall.
Roll on,
roll on when you're against it all.
Them down for you. Once fate is put in motion, just let it roll on. Joshua did what God told him to, and the walls came tumbling. probably down.
Go on, and your waters will part.
Job Monument Quartet, roll on. Here's the Collingsworth family, God is in the Shadows.
I'm just a little flower, here a blooming by this rock. Sometimes it feels so lonely in this isolated spot. But living in the valley where he's placed me here to grow, I try to do my best for him. He sees me, now I know. Yes, God is in the shadows, in the valley here below. He sees one tiny flower as its beauty softly glows. He never fails one time, each tiny detail he controls. Yes, God is in the shadows, he is everywhere I go. He gives me morning sunshine and the cool and gentle rain. He softly smiles upon me as I spend a few short days. He loves me as he made me. He's a loving heavenly king. I'm never all alone. He is always watching me. Yes, God is in the shadows, in the valley below. He sees one tiny flower as its beauty softly glows. He never fails one time, each tiny detail he controls. Yes, God is in the shadows, he is everywhere I go. God is in the shadows, in the valley here below. He sees each tiny flower as its beauty softly glows. He never fails one time, each tiny detail he controls. Yes, God is in the shadows, he is everywhere I go. Shadows, he is everywhere I go. I know God is in the shadows, he is everywhere I go.
Amazing Alan, frolicking through a field of flowers scene.
Hey guys, you promised that I get to direct this time.
You're right, go ahead.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, I want you to jump in a rubber raft in the middle of a shark-infested pool of boiling acid.
And your point would be?
My point?
We always have a point, Alan.
We do?
Yeah, like when we seek revenge, ultimately we hurt ourselves.
Oh.
How about if I run through the field of flowers, Alan?
Well, I can do that. It's just a field of flowers.
Okay, and action.
Fa-la-la-la-la-la.
We're here with Amazing Alan, who is running...
You know, this stuff looks a lot like poison ivy.
Very observant of you, Alan. Running through a field of poison ivy may be fun at first, but in the end it causes you pain, just like revenge.
Oh, man. There's just gotta be a better way to make these points. Oh, hey, these really do have a point.
Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio, at lifelinepro.com.
The other day, my wife sent me out to buy a new shower curtain. But when I got home, she told me it was all wrong. How could a shower curtain be all wrong? Okay, if I brought home a gas-powered weed whacker, that would be on. But it's like the time I brought the wrong paper clips, or the wrong tea cozy, or the wrong thyroid medication. Okay, that one. Okay, that was a mistake. But you see where I'm going here. Then later I realized that it's all about expectations. Women actually have them. Women have been planning the exact look and color scheme of their lives since they were kids. There are plans in their heads that are more detailed than those space flight simulators NASA uses. Women spend hours on their buying decisions. Men don't plan, they haggle. If that shower curtain is 5% off because it's got paint splatters on it and it's made of asbestos, that's our new shower curtain. Anyway, my wife returned the all wrong curtain and got the completely perfect one. And yes, it is slightly bluer. Oh, sure, I could sit around and complain that my wife is picky, but the way I see it, she's already settled for a pretty big ticket item that doesn't look anything like what she had in mind. Remember, I'm pulling for you. We're all in this together.
I want to take a moment to thank you for listening to Praise the Lord on my favorite radio station. Please contact the station and let them know you listen to Praise the Lord and all the other great programming they have to offer. In the Victory Trio, he will calm the troubled waters.
I've been traveling toward the crossing, since I've been on this journey home. When my sins were forgiven, that's when I started living. Since that time I've never been alone. Sometimes I feel like running, for I know the best is coming. I can't hardly wait to get home. The storms of life that I survive, His grace is what keeps me alive. You look for me one day, and I'll be gone. He'll just calm the troubled waters and say to them, peace be still. I don't know what will happen, but I do know that it will. When my crossing time is done, the race is o'er, my journey's done, dying grace hovering round my soul. He'll just calm the troubled waters and say to me, child, come on home. That I've gone through has made a stronger Christian out of me. Each time that I've stumbled, it helped to keep me humble. Praise His high and holy name, I'm free. No ill winds will be blowing in that city where I'm going. My new body will be like the thunder here. We're all living one by one when our labor here is done. When that hour comes for you, remember this. Calm the troubled waters and say to them, peace be still. I don't know when it will happen, but I do know that it will. When your crossing time has come, your race is o'er, your journey's done, dying grace hovering round your soul. He'll just calm the troubled waters and say to you, child, come on home. Calm the troubled waters and say to us, children, come on home.
Okay, we're going to slow it down with the Sold Out Quartet.
Since Jesus came and rescued me from the sinful man I used to be, I've been redeemed. My life has been changed. My outlook has been rearranged. Free from the guilt and shame. Since I've been saved, I'm walking different now. I'm talking different now. I'm a new creature in Christ. I have been given new life. Old things are passed away. Things are coming my way. I am no longer the same since I've been saved.
I'm walking different. days are passed away. New things are coming my way. I am no longer the same since I've been saved. I am no longer the same since I've been saved.
A little different, sold out quartet. Since I've been saved, here's the story of Mordecai.
Oh, Mordecai, oh, Mordecai, you're messing up my act. Just be impressed like all the rest and clap me on the back. I've got my image all built up, don't tear it down with facts. If you don't bow, I'm gonna find a way to get you back.
Those who read the Bible know in Persia many years ago, a wicked man named Haman lived and ruled. Second only to the king, he was the boss of everything, sitting pretty, riding high, and looking cool. The people bowed when he passed within a mile, and inside himself he wore a big fat smile. There was not a man on earth whose place he'd trade, except, of course, the king. Well, anyway, he almost had it made, until one day
Haman passed through the gate and looked around and spotted one who wouldn't grovel on the ground.
He just sat there, wouldn't even nod his head.
Right then and there, Haman vowed to see him dead. Oh, Mordecai, oh, Mordecai, why won't you play along? You're raining on my party, you're messing up my song. The million crowds that scrape and bow don't mean a thing to me, as long as Mordecai sits in that gate so stubbornly.
Well, we all know the story of how Haman tried to do away with Mordecai and all the people of the Jews. But his plans ran off the tracks, and the scheme came firing back, and Haman's neck wound up there in the noose.
Now, if this story from the Bible has a slight familiar ring, you might want to stop and think a minute here. That black cloud in your blue sky, could it be Mordecai? Who just won't tell you what you want to hear?
That unimpressed guy Mordecai, that flat note in your tune, maybe the one God sent to put a brick in your balloon. Don't be one of those Hamans who just will not be taught.
They still go out and set their traps.
But you know who gets caught.
So there's two crocodiles on the loose, to get back to the story. How do I know? How do I know it's still safe to go on my little safari? I thought, I'll ask the tour guide in question. I went into his office. I said, listen, I've been reading about these two crocodiles. It's still safe to go. This guy with the hat and the corks. Mike! Mike! I said, you don't need to shout. I'm just here. I tell you one thing, I'm not going to go on a safari with a man that can't whisper. It's like having a snooker referee with Tourette's. Mate, it's mate. If a crocodile runs out at you, mate, you got to run away in a zig-zag pattern. I said, what? What am I trying to do? Paralyze it with laughter? Can you imagine this? I'm feeling up to Billy and Billy Bong. Ah! Oh, Hans, run away! In a zigzag, Hans, in a zigzag! So long, loser! This is what the guy said to me. Mike, a crocodile's not as quick if it has to turn. I said, well, neither am I. I hate these people that give you advice on dangerous animals, don't you? Oh, if you see an angry bear, pretend to be dead. You won't be pretending for long. It's a bear that's already angry. The last thing you should be thinking about doing is playing a practical joke on it. Folks, you've been absolutely lovely. Enjoy the rest of your Cracker Comedy Festival. See you all again tonight.
Here's a beautiful song by a group called Southern Raised, and this is Blessed Assurance for you right here on Praise the Lord and Radio Action.
Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine.
There is salvation purchased of God.
Contacted them. They gave me permission to use some of their music. That was Blessed Assurance. Here's Allison Krauss and the Cox Family. Beautiful song. Remind Me, Dear Lord.
My heart are just borrowed, they're not mine at all. Jesus only let me use them to brighten my life. So remind me, remind me.
forget, so remind me. Son, I'm not worthy of the scars in his hands. Yet he chose the road to Calvary to die in my stead. Why he loved me, I can't understand.
Executive producer Rufus the dog is sleeping on the chair beside me, and that tells me it's time for me to go and let someone else take over the air chair. This is Don Suhan thanking you for being with me. Until we meet again, bye now.